a mule in the Indian parade the other day that was spotted like a calico horse, and he was as big as a giraffe. He was.
Oh, Wickersham was riding. Wickersham, yeah, that's the name,
Wickersham. No, Wickersham wasn't riding. It was an Indian chief in all his regalia.
Wickersham was riding with the helm waving there.
Was that Victor Wickersham?
Yeah, Victor Wickersham.
Would catch him of old, huh?
Yeah, he had. The old mule had white spots. He was white all over and.
Kind of a grayish white.
Kind of a gray white, and every 6 inches there was a round spot of.
Almost red, some of
red
them were, and then and some of them were yellow.
He was prized.
Well, he
must have been painted. I don't see how they could got as many red spots on him. He was the biggest old mule. That place, ears on him was that long.
My goodness.
There was no such creature.
I was a large mule in my life.
What would you call a small jackass? You know, the little variety? Or maybe that tall?
Well, he'd be a Spanish jack, a little one, with it, or a burr, or whatever you want to call him. A little bitty, he's a Spanish jack.
Mm-hmm. How about a herd of saddle horses? Any special term for that?
Bermuda.
Is that, you familiar with that as a girl, or?
Yes, that's a Spanish term. Bermuda, R-E-M-U-D-A.
And what did you shoe your horses with? What did you put on their feet?
Well, the horseshoes, they were metal.
Mm-hmm.
We never did use the cork or the rubber, which they have to use in towns, you know. Because by the time we began to have hard surface roads, the horses were gone. We didn't have any horses to take out on the roads.
Were these used for anything other than shoeing horses?
Oh, they have a game. They play with them, and then they bring you good luck if you put one up over the door.
It doesn't fall down. What'd they do? Call that? What'd they call that game when they?
Pitching horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
I had to stop and think.
If you're going to raise sheep,
barnyard golf.
Yeah.
I hadn't forgotten about that part.
And then there's that one that the men play in town. Where they have the great big green patches and with a flag up in it. What do you call that?
Golf boot.
You know what I mean?
No.
Where the men carry their clubs around and now they ride little carts.
Is that just golf?
Yeah. You heard that called pasture pool?
Yeah, I heard that too.
I never had that expression before.
Well, that's a dandy game. A crazy mixed up game. If you're going to raise sheep, what animals do you need?
A ram and a ewe.
And what would sheep be raised for mostly?
Well,
wool.
Yes, the produce and their wool.
Mm-hmm. And how about raising hogs? What do you need there?
What?
Hogs? Hogs?
Hogs.
It's funny, I'm a hog man. I say hog, my wife says hog. I say fog, she says fog. It's fun to watch those little girls.
They don't know how to say, I guess. Well, you have to have the boar and the sow.
Uh-huh.
And the moon goes in the male hog, but the male bull.
No, they
cow.
Don't say the male bull, but say a male cow.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the male.
What do you call that when the boar, when the operation, you tell?
Castrate.
Uh-huh. And then what does the boar become?
Oh.
A bar.
Bar.
A bar?
Mm-hmm. So he says, bar. Says that like.
Says bar.
Like you do the bar for the barrel.
What would you call him?
He's a barrel, B-A-R-R-O, that's a barrel. You don't say it like you do borrow, because borrow is an O, but borrow.
What's the difference between hogs and pigs?
Well, hogs are the grown product, and the pigs are the tiny ones.
And what do you call those stiff hairs on a boar?